Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can watch him on the NFL Network, where he does great work. He is Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, hey.
You too, Andy. How are you?
Oh, is that a dig? Were you digging me, or were you just saying good morning? I think you were saying
good
morning.
I was just saying. I'm just kidding, guys. You know, it's a very exciting week in the Rose household because the Browns visit out here.
Yeah. Whole family coming out?
They're all going to stay at the house. They're all going to stay at the house on Saturday.
So how is that going to work for you on Sunday? Do you just, you can go to the game and then just walk right next door? Or how does your Sunday look like?
So it's really weird. It is right next door. My family is going to the game. My two brothers are going. My one brother that actually lives in New York is flying out with one of his kids. Michelle and Brady are going. Our other son, unfortunately, is working that day, so he can't drive up for the game. But, you know, it'll be a family affair, and I'll be working next door. I'll be watching the game. But I'll be hearing the roars. It's very weird. You know, like, I'm close enough to hear the roars from SoFi.
Can you even
I'm
walk?
Gonna maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm going to try and maybe walk over there. I haven't been, you know, I haven't figured out a system yet because everything's so new with our building and with fans over there. But I'm going to call somebody at work and see if maybe I can get over there for a quarter.
Nice.
Yeah, you've earned that, Chris.
Come on, man.
I mean,
right
yeah,
there.
Seriously.
You're Chris Rose.
Tell him.
I know,
network. Look
but
out,
I'm
man.
Trying to remember the last time I went to a Browns victory. I don't want to screw up the mojo right now.
All right, don't
yeah,
go.
Like
right,
Brady and Michelle, go. They actually flew into Cleveland for the Browns-Bears game. It was Brady's 16th birthday. That was his present. And they won. I don't want to be the reason that we don't win.
Chris, do you say no-hitter during a no-hitter baseball? Do you ever say it's
yes,
a no-hitter?
That's totally ridiculous.
Okay,
no,
that's well, that's totally the same ridiculous. As ridiculous as thinking you going
no.
to the game is going to stop the
no,
Browns from winning.
No. Chris, you're right
actually,
on this.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Thank
you. Guys
you.
Are nuts. Chris, but you yes. have no impact on the game. Go watch.
I don't know, Chris.
None.
I'll be watching.
Well, I mean, do you have to sit in the same chair for the Browns to win every week, too? Come on. You've earned this. I'm telling you. This is the good conscience over your shoulder. Chris, walk over there for a quarter just so you can say the Browns played and go enjoy yourself. Don't take work so seriously.
Well, here's the great thing. All of your listeners are, like, shaking their heads at home. Well, some are shaking them, and others are going, my God, what a moron, because we've all been faced with this dilemma.
Yes.
So let's just talk about the Browns or the Indians or the Cavs losing by 40, their first effort at whatever you want to talk about. Let's go for
that
it.
That one didn't count, so we're happy about that.
Oh, yeah, Cavs fans don't care at all. How the Cavs preseason started last night. Oh, yeah, what they do? They lost by 40.
It didn't count.
I'm all in.
Thank God.
I'm all in.
So listen, we spent the last 15 minutes talking about Jalen Smith and Stephon Gilmore. Should the Browns be making some phone calls here, Chris? And if you wanted to add one of these guys to the defense, because I can't imagine you'd add both, if you wanted to add one, which one would you rather add?
Gilmore.
And is it Gilmore because he's a better player or because of the position he plays?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pass-happy league. Look at the guys we still have to face quarterback-wise. I mean, obviously, you know, it all starts this week with a guy who, if people haven't watched much of Justin Herbert, he's a monster. In fact, I say this, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks you would even trade straight up for him right now. Just straight up for this year. Don't even deal with contracts and stuff like that. Just to have this year. And then moving forward, it's Mahomes. It's maybe Rodgers. And I think that's it. That's it. I'm not – nobody else. I'm saying that I would trade. He's that good.
Yeah,
so
that kind of gets terrific.
Back to the
–
yeah.
Yeah, Herbert's
to the Gilmore
terrific.
Discussion. He's 31. Yes, he's coming off of a major, major quad issue. But there has to be something else going on up there in New England other than just we couldn't come to terms. Like, this is a weird one.
You've had a couple days to digest Baker's performance against Minnesota. I'm curious if you have the same feelings now that you had immediately following the game.
So let's start with the good news.
Okay.
That is a win the Browns never would have gotten in the last 30 years, probably.
Agree.
Maybe I'd have to look at when the Belichick, because there were times where the Browns defense played great under Belichick from 91 to 95. Closer to 95, but you understand my point. There's no way. So the good news is, it's not like we played a crappy offense. That team had scored at least 24, and I think had put up at least 350 yards in all three of their games. And we talked about it last week, how close they were to being 3-0 coming into that game. So that should not be dismissed. With all that being said, part of our discussion on our game day final show was, is Baker the thing that might hold the Browns back this year? I know people are rolling their eyes and saying, oh, well, you have to give an honest assessment. The Browns are good enough now to the point where you have to question everything that goes on. And there is no more important position in sports than quarterback. At some point, he has to make a 3rd-and-5 throw to Odell. I know there was a miscommunication. He had Demetric Felton wide open. I was screaming on the – not on the replay. I was screaming on the live. Felton's wide open, and he didn't even look at him. Like, it feels like he's still making some glaring mistakes in year four that other guys who are trying to make a leap and get a $30 to $35 million a year contract are not making. And that's a little worrisome. It really is. The first 2 weeks, guys, of the year, nobody completed at a higher percentage than Baker Mayfield. The last 2 weeks, the only quarterback who completed at a lower percentage was Justin Fields. That's alarming.
We've discussed that at length here, Chris. And, you know, I keep going back to, okay, and I'm not, you know, there are other guys in the league that I would have preferred, even in that draft class and everything else. And we know his contract situation, and we know that they can franchise him and all that. But he's still the quarterback of a team that went 11-5 last year and has won three straight now, and they're 3-1. But I agree with you. You know, if to do what this team needs to do and to probably justify the contract that he's going to get, got to be the man, doesn't he? And do more than hand off and hit the short open passes?
Well, guys, this is a league where at some point your defense is not going to win you a Super Bowl anymore. You know, it might in a game, but it can't do it for a sustained run. There's not space anymore. I think we've even moved on from like the Legion of Boom, and that's only been what, since Super Bowl 48, so 8 years ago. It has become a different ballgame. Your quarterback has got to win you games and has got to make plays that win games. I was talking last night with my family, and, you know, this is I want to make this very clear. I'm not trying to take shots at Baker Mayfield, but when you're assessing a team where there's only so much salary cap space, you have to figure out what you've got there. And as the Browns are continuing to try and put together an amazing run in 2021, those guys are also evaluating Baker every week. Is he the right guy? Is he Kirk Cousins? Like, you wouldn't pay Kirk Cousins $35 million, would you?
Well, the Vikings came pretty darn close, didn't they?
I know, and look where they are.
Yeah.
Like, a guy that has won them some games,
yep.
Won them a road playoff game. Baker was part of that last year in Pittsburgh. I've always said I feel like you can win a ton of games with him at quarterback, but he has got to improve. There have got to be more Cincinnati moments in his career. And there haven't been. You know, he came close in the Baltimore game. He played like a franchise quarterback in that Monday night loss. But other than that, and he's had great passes, but what are the great moments that he's had?
I mean, he does have, people want to talk about, I kind of just don't even want to go down this road because I was looking it up the other day. Just he has some fourth quarter comeback wins, and he's done this, but we just don't want to. I think sometimes we get caught up in the moment on that stuff. So let me go down this way too. And you know, you talked about you have to have this offense, you have to have this quarterback, but yet the defense won that game for us on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And so I guess the question is, how often can you count on the defense to win a game for you to feel comfortable with where you're at with your quarterback?
Well, you're going to see this week. I mean, I really think you're stepping it up at a major level from quarterback to quarterback here. I just told you at the beginning of this discussion how few guys I would trade Justin Herbert for. You know, but we still have to play Joe Burrow twice, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson twice. Like, you're seeing a bunch of top 10 quarterbacks. And it gets... Kirk Cousins is not in that category. As well as the defense played, who's the best quarterback we've beaten so far this year? It's Kirk Cousins, and what is he? Is he
middle of the road? He is the definition of the Mendoza line of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, he's not Mendoza. Mendoza's below average, but yes, he's 16, right?
Yep.
He's 16 out of 32.
Yep.
So that's the thing, is that your quarterback, the tougher quarterback you face, the better your quarterback has to play. There cannot be a substantial margin between the quarterback play of Justin Herbert this week and Baker Mayfield. There cannot be.
Can I change the topic real quick?
Yeah.
This week the Browns are at SoFi, which you see it on television and it's just phenomenal. You see it in person, it's got to be even more phenomenal. They were in Minnesota last week. U.S. Bank Stadium is fabulous. And Andy and I have both been thinking stadiums here. And, you know, ours is functional. You play football there. You play 10 games a year and you have something else. And I'm beginning to think, Chris, as much as Andy and I have talked about having a Lucas Oil type of situation here would be for our city and everything else, I'm beginning to have doubts about that. And I'm thinking, could Cleveland pull off what – you know, Minnesota has with U.S. Bank, what Indy has with Lucas Oil, what SoFi is in California. You know, can it be more than just a football stadium? And I'm beginning to wonder, how great are these facilities for these cities and, you know, the incredible money that gets sunk into them?
Well, a place like Los Angeles, it's even multiplied by the factor because of the city it's in, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, right, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if there's a gazillion major events here, not just NFL, but a ton of entertainment. I mean, look at what Jerry Jones has turned his palace into, right? He's had an NBA All-Star game there. I think they've had a Final Four, huge boxing matches. Like, that's going to happen out here in L.A. nonstop at SoFi, nonstop. You know, a city with like Cleveland, it's a little tougher, obviously, because the infrastructure doesn't support it the way that that a city like Los Angeles can. And I don't even know how many enormous events have been up in Minnesota. I think that's obviously a better comparison.
Yes.
You know, in part, obviously, because of the weather. Like, January, are you really... I mean, they did get a Super Bowl. And I can tell you this, it's the coldest I've ever been in my life. I had to go to an event on a night that was one block from our hotel, okay? And I was like, God, I don't know if they're going to have a coat check there. So I just wore, like, a sport coat instead. I literally thought I was going to freeze to death in one block. I was like, what am I doing?
Oh, didn't they have from Cleveland?
Yeah, didn't they have the tunnel? Couldn't you have taken the tunnel or the over?
I probably could have taken the indoor bridge or whatever it was. I didn't take the time to find, and I paid for it. Oh, my God, I'm such a moron.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, sure, there's a possibility.
Enjoy the company. Make sure, you know, make sure you have plenty of everything in the house. Enjoy the game if you get to go. Don't tell anybody because then we won't have the jinx thing to talk about next week.
Yeah, stop with the jinx thing. Stop it.
I got it. Real quickly, 15 seconds. When was the last time the Browns won a road game against the Chargers? Go.
1983.
I was going to go 84.
No.
When?
No, 1991 overtime. David Brandon pick six.
Yeah.
Goodbye, guys.
Good job.
Right. See you, bud.
Enjoy the game.
Bye.
Go.
There's Chris Rose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.